The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to the Barrington Show with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of the Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thanking you again for taking a part of your day to be with us. Thank you for joining, and thanks for being a good listener, supporter of the show. We talk about spirituality. We talk about health. We talk about life. But mainly, we always talk philosophy. We want you to take a look at yourself. Today, we're doing a show called Know Thyself and to know who you are. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. We aim to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We want you to wake up. Wake up and know who you are. Realize that you are limitless and that all the things that you hope to achieve in life is within you. All the God that exists in life is within you. If there is a God out there, it's you. We are all a part of the universe. The universe is a part of us. And the life we live is the thoughts that we generate into our hearts and pass out to our soul and put it out into the universe. We tend to want to make sure the ideas and thoughts that we put out there, they're good ones. And you don't necessarily want to bring about the bad ones, because when you wish bad on you or anybody else or any situation, the deliverer of that bad news only knows your address. So more than likely, the thoughts that you project will impact you, be it positive or negative. So we strongly encourage you to always think positive and see the best in every situation, and don't allow yourself to be hateful or vindictive towards anybody, and be always kind. We are made of love, and that's all we should know. Some of us practice a lot of different things like hate and malice and all this deception. All of our thoughts are like a boomerang. When you throw them out there, it's coming back, and you can't duck from them. Because you can't see it. It just happens. Where you stand today, it's the ideas that you've had for yourself in previous days of your life or earlier in your life. Some of the things that we were told at a very young age is what we live with and what we carry, the load we carry through life, be it good or bad. We want to be able to give the information to our children so they can fly high and become the greatest that they hope to achieve, and their destination is theirs, not yours. You don't get to choose that simply because you don't own those children or their ideas. They are just with you for the visit, and when your job is over, they move on. And so does everything else in life. The relationship that you had, it was wonderful at some point, be it with your boss or with your partners or anything else, they may have come to the end of it. And this is how life works. People come into your life to teach you, show you, guide you. and they're negative, their method of teaching may not be positive in the viewer's eyes, but you have to see the message that they're telling you. Is it for you not to live this way, or for you not to do this, or for you not to follow this? They will lead by example. So the message that you're being taught most often is best received if you were to take some time and watch the action of the person who's trying to teach you that lesson. The action will speak volume and the words won't mean anything, but just watch the person. Are they telling you to do good while they're doing bad? You're watching the action. Are they telling you to do bad while you're doing good? Just watch their action. What are they doing? Are they giving you advice on how to be healthy? And what are they doing in the midst of it? Are they trying to guide you and teach you and be a good role model for you in relationships or getting along with people? Watch their action, because the actions will always teach much more effectively than the words that they use. Welcome to the show. I want to thank everybody for listening from all around the world. Thank you for being a part of us on this beautiful Sunday, the 29th of August. The year is just flying by. And here we are today in a beautiful place in Ontario where we're broadcasting from. And it's Sunday afternoon. It's approximately 3:05. Hang in there. Enjoy the show. Listen to us. Welcome, everybody. Old-time listeners, new listeners, everyone from all around the world. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Welcome home. I always say home because this is where you should be. Not being egoic, I'm simply saying that you should be in a place where you're being exposed to spirituality, where you're being exposed to all the things that will benefit your life. And I will say this, if you're hating, you're not doing it right. If not hating right, I'm saying if you're hating, you shouldn't be. And if you're malice or grudge or judgmental to anybody, you shouldn't be. There's another path that you should be on where you recognize and identify that everybody within your circle, anywhere in the world actually, is supposed to be being on their own path and doing their own thing. That is what is supposed to be happening. If you are feeling hate, no, you're making a mistake. And most importantly, if you're feeling insecure about anything about your life, anything at all, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Knowing thy true self will allow you not to even know what it's like to be afraid. Fear will disappear in every situation. But first, you must know who you are. You must know that you're limitless. Like I said earlier, if you're not liking or hating or disrespecting or thinking that you're better than another group, you're doing something wrong because you're not following the spiritual guide. That information that is in the spiritual world, which lives within our body while we're here on this planet, using a body to get around, that information does not exist for them to be judgmental or to be compared to others or to hate others or to even cause violence to others. That's not a part of the spiritual world. That does not exist. You come in pure, and after you've spent your time going through the body, when it gets too old and you have to return it, you lay it down and you have to go through the rejuvenation process of forgetting all the negative things that you may have picked up here, or lies or deceitful or any of those things. And you have to leave them here, unfortunately. And then you go back into the spiritual world. You take that giant little ice cube and you throw it into the giant ocean. You're still there. You're in a different form, and then you will start again. It's not called dying, it's called rebirth. And after this body ends, you have to do another turn again and again and again. So if you're not feeling it for other people, loving other people, loving yourself, or you're fearful, there's some time. This is a moment for you to pick up on how do I fix that? How do I correct that? Because it needs to be corrected. That's not your purpose. Because it does not exist. On the spiritual world, it's all about love, unity, peace and tranquility, all these things. And we should live among each other and be well and learn how to be tolerant of one another. And this is how it should be. But if in the midst of it all, you're starting to feel something towards another group, another set of people, another race, another religion, anyone of the above, something has gone wrong. And we're trying to now figure out how to get that repaired. How to fix that. Something has gone wrong. You are supposed to love and respect the neighbor as much as you would your own son or daughter. You are to respect yourself and the temple that you carry around, we call the body, and worship it because it's your greatest asset. Without it, you can't say a word at all. So if something is not the way it's supposed to be, where did we go wrong? Where did we go wrong? Did somebody tell us at some point, this is how we should live? Well, yes, they did. And no, it's not accurate, because that person or those people, that group, will not know your purpose. Your purpose is yours. And when you find it, you learn how to live and you will be just great. All the trees in the forest, there are many different trees. They don't complain about each other. They just do their thing. One tree is not going to say the fruits are better than the other tree. They just do their thing. And I'm not suggesting that we're trees. I'm simply suggesting that the way we should cohabitate in this planet, this life, this existence, we need to know that we're here to serve a purpose. And nobody else will know who or what that purpose is, except for you. So if a group of people, organization, club, religion, is telling you how to live, there's a good chance that they do not have the right information. Because your information is going to be different than everybody else's information. And then you take the ideas of this side of the world and you spread it out. Try to spread it out all around the world, assuming that we all should live that way. Well, there are many different plants on the planet, but they don't all live in the same area. They live in their own area, which means it's different. And when you go there and you're going to live there, you have to adapt to that lifestyle or to this lifestyle. I know for sure the coconut trees will not grow here, simply because we don't have the climate for it. It's not the region for them to flourish. But we try to bring it here, or we try to bring other people's ideas here, or our ideas or ways of life to other people. How is it going to serve them if we don't understand them? And why are we thinking that our way is best, better, easier? It's not the way at all. Everybody on this planet has their own focus, their own purpose. You will find a lot of people who are like-minded, and they will have the very same ideas, be it good or bad, but we all have our own purpose. Is it to be a good friend, a good mother, a good husband, a good partner, a good son, a good boss? Well, we're not sure yet, and this is up to you to find out, because you're not sure. And you could have been here just to be a support, a part of a support team, but your message is directed by you, for you, created by you, for you. So your message is yours, and you will know what role to play. And I don't have that method or knowledge of telling you how you should live. No one does. And they're trying to create something for all of us to agree on so we could live like this, but others will benefit from it. Yes, you have to learn how to be tolerant of one another and love your neighbors. This is how it is. We must live among each other and be kind to one another. This is how it is. This is how it has to be. But what is your purpose? And this is why I say, know thyself. You must know who you are in order to determine what your purpose is. And by praying for the answers to come to you, good that you're tapping into a higher source of consciousness, a higher level of consciousness, and opening your jar so you could tap into the all that there is, the big wave. That's great that you're doing that. But you also have to imagine the only one source that exists, the only one God that we know that exists. Everybody's praying to the same God. Everybody is praying to the same God, regardless of the name or the title that you might have given it, the entity, the source, all that there is, the absolute God, Jehovah, all these other names. You're still only communicating with the one source, because we're all a part of that one source. We are the only source that exists. Remember, the slaves and the masters are both praying to the same entity, same thing, same source. Their prayers go into the same office. Why is only one answer coming back? Or what is the answer that's coming back? Because you well know that they can't be the same answer for those two separate wish. Our prayers. Know who you are. Wake up. Open your eyes to all that there is. Find out who you are and know your purpose. And if you're carrying around all these negativities with you, something is not correct. Regardless of how you may feel and how it makes you feel, are you doing and getting all this amazing feeling from somebody else's expense? Know thyself. Have we got any emails there?
We do. Let's see. Cora writes in and she says, I don't know if you're a praying man, but we should be praying for those folks in Louisiana who are now experiencing a horrific hurricane. That's from Cora. Thank you, Cora. Tiffany says, hello, I am a brand new listener to your show. This is the first time. I heard about you from a friend of mine, and I live in Honolulu, Hawaii. That's from Tiffany. Thank you, Tiffany. And Sal writes in, he says, if we keep coming back for a rebirth, Barrington, wouldn't the world be very, very, very overpopulated if no one ever died permanently? And that's from Sal. And let me just give out the email address. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. Send us an email with your thoughts, your comments, your questions. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that. I'm going to go to Sal's first because it's a big one. It's a good question. And why are we overpopulated? I think now they're saying we have 7.6 or 7.5 billion people on the planet. And I remember many years ago when I was in grade six, we only had 4 or 5. And they said 1/4 of that was Asian and so on and so forth. Why don't we have a lot of people here if we keep coming back? Well, we do choose a time not to return. We fulfill the task that we set out to do, and then we don't want to come back anymore. And you could create, it's like making ice cubes, right? You can make one or you can make 10. And the freezer is like really big and can hold a lot more. But we choose as human beings to come back to do what we say we're going to do. But we also have the choice of not coming back because we've been here. But some people will come, some other entities or another source, spiritual being will come here thousands of times. And then they won't come anymore because they've been there, done that sort of thing. So the population is going up and going down. We're occupying more space. You know, we're having a lot more children, or, you know, we have more people. And the jump from the population growth from, like I said, when I was in grade six and a long time ago till now is what you've seen in the increase in people. So we can reduce it and we can increase it. We do choose to come back, or we sometimes choose not to come back. We do have that choice. So we do have a choice to leave as well, believe it or not. And I don't mean by, you know, jumping off something or something like that. I mean, we do get to a level of in life, we make a conscious decision to leave, and we will leave the body. I have a grandmother who did just that. And you've had enough, you're not having fun, you're in pain, you've been around, something has happened, and you can make that decision to leave. And it happens quite frequent, you know, and how people are going to leave, nobody knows. Like I said, that's when you know their purpose or how it, whatever they were here for, their purpose, they will choose to stay or leave or come back. And you have that choice. You can choose to leave and not be a part of this anymore. And it's, like I said, it's happened quite often. So we don't have this overpopulation. In 2012, in November, a lot of people were leaving the planet. A lot of people were leaving. And they were leaving because, you know, they didn't want to experience what was to come. And then there's a lot of other people showing up now. You know, the Indigo children are here. A lot of people are showing up now. They're even showing up in broken bodies because what we're experiencing right now at this phase in our existence is what you could consider like a graduation ceremony is going on. We're changing the guards. We're living, used to live that life. Now we're going to be living a different life. They said, if you believe in astrology, that the Pisces rules for many years, and now it's been changed over to Aquarius. Aquarius is going to be the new ruler of our, I guess it's our system, I guess, the new ruler for the next 46,000 years. And this is what, you know, if you believe that sort of stuff, what they're saying. So it's a change of the guards. And when that was happening, and supposedly December, I think 24th of 2012, we're all supposed to be done, something like that. the world is changing. We are changing. A new way is being developed, and it's being here. People are coming here now to show us how to live, how to get along, how to be tolerant with each other, and to get rid of a lot of the beliefs that's been carried on for many, many years. They're now showing us a new way. This world is changing. We're going into a phase, like I said, it would be like a graduation, the grand finale. And a lot of people want to come here to see that. And that's a great explanation for why we have so many people on the planet today. 7.6 billion, they're saying. But thank you for that. It was a really good question, and I hope I did well in answering it for you, and I hope I didn't confuse anybody with my answer. If any question comes from that one, don't hesitate to send it back, and we could address it again. Thank you very much, Tiffany, your new listener. Thank you for being there. Honolulu, thank you. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope it opens up your eyes and give you things to think about. If you're brand new to the show, I try to tell everybody all the time the way to get on your path. If you're curious at all and want to get on that path, you have to start by, if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, do not take it. If it's wrong and you know it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. There's a great introduction. It puts you on your path. It gets you into, it's hard to do. It's not that simple because, you know, somebody's going to ask you a question where you feel you need to tell a lie, but you want to keep your spiritual balance, focus. And by lying and stealing and cheating and doing all these things, you're confusing yourself. And the one lie you tell makes it easier to tell the other one, and so on and so forth. Or the items that you steal make it easier for the other one, and so on. Or if you're a cheater, once you've done it, it's easier. If you quit, you want to go on your diet. The minute you cheat on the diet, it makes it easier to cheat the second times. And if the people out there, the murderers out there, will all tell you, you know, it was easy after the first one. Yeah. So if you have to. If you do want to get on your path, keep your focus. And if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. And if it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. And just give that a lot of thought. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being a part of it. I hope you are always going to be one of our listeners. I didn't know anything about the hurricane in Louisiana, not because I'm ignorant, just I don't follow a lot of the news because it doesn't serve me most of the time. But thank you very much for saying that. I am not a praying man. I meditate, and I do encourage everybody to do the same. If you pray, you're connecting yourself to your higher self, to your higher being. If you're a meditator, you're doing the same thing. So praying and meditating, I guess, is the, you're still tapping into the higher source. You're still tapping into that, all that there is that's above. So I don't pray. Yes, I hope that they get through that and they succeed. I think they're more prepared for it than we are up here because we don't get any of that stuff ever. But I hope they pull through and everything will work out for them, and whatever they wish will come for them. Thank you for that. I had a question I wanted to address last week. I'm not quite sure if I got to it, but it's important, and it was a very big one. And the question was asked a while back. It's been asked a few times. And is there a heaven or is there a hell? Well, the answer is yes, there is a heaven. It's in you. And of course, there's also a hell. It's in you. Is there a physical place, another planet, another a dome, a sky dome, a piece of land somewhere, not labeled as heaven as it was told in biblical sense, but heaven is a state of mind. So you could go there right now. And I'm sure a lot of you out there who are hearing this probably said, I've been there. Yeah, it's a state of mind. It's not a physical place. Once you leave here and you leave your physical body, there's no more physical anything until you return here again. It's all spiritual. And if you, and they say you get another body, and you would wonder, get another body that made out of which substance, from where? That's just a thought I had. However, when you leave here, you leave the body. And when you, there, you can't, you know, I've been told my whole life that at the day there'll be a resurrection, I'll raise up again and I'll get a new body. And then that body's going to be sent to, in my case, probably hell. you know, but again, there is no physical hell and there is no physical heaven. And I know that's very hard for a lot of people to hear and more than likely not willing to accept, but there isn't a physical place. There isn't a physical place for the hell or for the heaven. That's the facts. I know that's very difficult because if you spent your entire life preparing to go to this place, then you've just heard a bit of disappointing news. If you've been told since day one, be ready, get yourself lined up, do this, and then you're going to go there, maybe. Because if you don't follow them, you're going to go to the other bad place, what they call the bad places, the hell. So we've heard that all our lives, a lot of us. Well, it doesn't exist. Now, it's hard now for you to just turn around after this, after such a long time of preparing yourself for this place, these places, to now say, okay, now what? What do I do now? But like, okay, fine, you're saying it's not real. Okay, fine, if I agree with you that it's not real, what do I do now? Now you open the door to study the spirituality that will explain it all to you and guide you to it. And you realize that the heaven that you seek is already within you. Or the hell that it seems as a lot of people are trying to look for is within them. Yes, they both exist, like the great wolves in your stomach. And we're going to choose which one we feed, the good or the bad, however we see good or bad. There isn't one, a physical place. But there is a spiritual world that exists beyond this without the body. And here as well, you can tap into it and get all the answers that you're looking for. You could tap into it and find your way home. And on the journey home, you'll realize you don't fear anything. Well, one of the questions we had a couple of weeks back, they were asking, do I fear dying? Well, if I don't believe there's dying, I can't be afraid of dying. I don't think I enjoy the method in which I'll exit my body, but I am going to go home. And nobody I know is not too sad about going to the familiar place where all is well. When you leave here, you leave everything that belongs here. And when, much like your vacation, when the vacation is over, everything that you've had on the vacation stays where it was, unless you buy a little something to remember it by, but you can't bring the beach home or the mountaintops or the valleys. You have to leave those and bring them in your memory. When you leave here, you're doing the same thing. When you leave here, this planet, but there isn't a physical place to go. The heaven is within you. And you could choose to be there now. And as to answer to go further to saying about what now, if what I had believed all along does not exist, according to what Barrington is saying, what now? The what now, and you don't have to let go of your ideas because they will tie into each other for you. But what now is you expand yourself a little bit further and realize or look at what is considered spirituality, where you're living without the information that was given to you by others. You are now seeking your own path. You are now able to understand that there's another way. Wake up to it. Bring yourself to the higher level of consciousness. Be mindful that the life you're living isn't the life you should be living, probably, more than likely. But there's a lot more to you than just a physical being. There's a lot more to life than just a physical being in the body. You owe it to yourself to even open that door and explore the possibilities of you being a greater self of yourself. Just that possibility, you deserve that. What now? Is you learn to connect to your spiritual guide. What now is you go back into the frame of mind that you were in before somebody told you other things and raise you to believe other things And when you're such a young person and people are giving you this information, you take it as the truth because it's coming from someone you assumed was more, say, wiser, had more knowledge. So you take it and you bring it through your life with you. And at the end of the journey, when you're retired, ready to go through and transition into another world, the spiritual world, you'll start to question all these things, but by then it's too late. You won't have time to correct it. Everybody speaks of this wonderful heaven, and everybody practice and prepare and hope that they get there one day. Not everybody, a lot of people. And nobody wants to go there because they're busy trying to prevent themselves from dying. It sounds like heaven is way better than where we're living right now. This is the perception. That's the information that I was told. Way better. So why aren't we rushing towards it? Subconsciously, we have another understanding. There is more to life, and we want to be here as long as possible and get the benefits, reap the benefits. Find out what it is first. Find out what you're sowing so you could reap it and be happy with it. Connect yourself to the spiritual world is what we talk about. Be connected to the spiritual world. It is your guide. Wake up. Wake up and learn to live at a higher level of consciousness. Open your eyes. You see more. You'll experience more. The things that are bogging you down, like your insecurities or your negativities or your hatefulness or anything that you may have, it's dead weight. No pun intended. It's just dead weight. Why not lighten the load and see how high you could fly? You are limitless. What now? Open your eyes to the other possibilities that what you've been told maybe is not the entire truth. It's hard to do because you've been walking in this direction for such a long time. You can't even imagine walking in another direction because this is the only one you know. We've had a question asked before, how do I get into my spirituality and not feel bad about the other things that may have learned along the way? Well, you leave that alone, open this door, and you will clearly understand why that would have been told to you. Because you're a spiritual being, you will instantaneously learn how to forgive and to forgive, because others that were giving you that information didn't have the proper information to deliver. So you will learn that. You will soon learn not to be afraid of anything. And you will definitely learn that you are, the sky is your limit. You are limitless. Open that door and step into your spiritual world and experience life. Put the good thoughts in your head that gets delivered to your heart, and then it transfers itself to the spiritual existence, the world of spirituality. It is all that there is. And everything is connected, including everybody on this planet. They're all connected to the same. And I say this a lot. What's next is you allow yourself and realize that you are in control. You are in control. And you have that ability to change your thoughts, change your mind, change your direction, change your views. Change your friends and neighbors too while you're at it. But you have that ability to just take an honest look at another way of life that could be, that will benefit you greater than the one that you're part of right now. And the God that we seek is already here within you. That you're looking out there for something to come and rescue or save you, when your focus and attention should be zoomed in and looking inwards at you. Take that time to look at you. Take that time to get the best out of it. It is your birthright. We don't die. We just keep repeating and repeating until we get to the point where we don't want to anymore. And we also make that choice. The God that you're praying to is you. The God that you're praying to is you. And if you think there's another one out there separate from you, why wouldn't he give you the information that you need? Why would he let you suffer? Are they blaming it on somebody, Adam and Eve or whoever, who did something? But this God that you seek, what would be the benefit for you to come here and struggle, feel heartaches and pain, to be tested? You don't give your child a loaded gun to see what's going to happen. I really hope not. Or light the stove and see what they're going to do. I really hope not. But you somehow believe that the God that created you, the know-all and the be-all and the end-all, has made you to come here to make a choice. See what you're going to do. I don't know that you'd give a child a loaded gun just to see what they're going to do. But why would I want to spend the rest of my life believing that? Where do we go now? Now what? Listen to your heart. Listen to yourself. Give your ideas for greatness. Hold the thought of what it is that you hope to accomplish for greatness. Whatever you consider greatness to be. If you're not happy towards everyone, something's gone off. If you're not willing to help somebody, something has gone off. We're all the same. That is your brother or your sister that you're trying to help. And be very clear as to what the help that you're offering is, because you also don't know their purpose. But do not, at any cost, try to help them down. And do not, at any cost, try to let your fellow man, person, feel guilty, because that is also helping them down. You lay the guilt on somebody, you're helping them down. That's what I had to say. Have we got any more there, Gary?
We do have a couple of emails. Patricia writes in and she says, okay, I understand that we can make a decision in our own minds and our own souls that we want to leave here. People that are sick, people that have diseases that they know they cannot survive. I get all that. They give up constantly and basically say, it's time for me to go. However, you say we have a choice if we want to come back. How does that work? And that's from Patricia. And Brad says, if there's no physical place for the soul after we die, why do we just come back here? Who made up that rule? Who made up that planet? Who made up that realm? Is this the only place? And if so, why was it made for just us and not other beings, perhaps around the terrestrial stars, etc.? That's from Brad. And folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Barrington Show, send us an email, instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Oh, boy, I'm getting all these big ones today. Brad, thank you for that. I'm going to wipe the sweat off my head here while I say that. We come back, of course, we do. Who makes up the rules? I don't know. It's just the functionality of our spiritual existence. We do have a spiritual world. We do have a physical world, and there are other worlds out there. How do we know we don't have terrestrial beings or other existence that's here with us? Do we actually know that for sure? Or we could speculate all we want. But there are other worlds out there that exist. I can only speak of this one because here I am today. And we come back here. It's not a rule that was made up as a functionality of, like I said, our existence and spiritual existence of life. We see things change, interchange, and all the time. So we're coming back and we're leaving and we're coming back and we're leaving. And that's a choice. We want to. There are other worlds out there. There's other places for people to visit and our I'm not going to say people because we're sort of restricted here to this planet, but the spiritual existence doesn't necessarily have to come back here. It's choice. And we choose that from time to time. And if we've done enough tour of duty, I think we call it quits at some time or take a break. However, it is our existence. It's our choice. The thoughts and the brain and the mind power and all that thing is only prevalent here because, you know, you can't make a calendar and write it down and say, I'm going to go back in 2052 and stuff like that. But on the spiritual side, all that exists all the time. And we don't have time. There is no such thing as time on the other side. It doesn't exist. Time is here because we made a clock or we set a schedule for you to meet me at 9 o'clock and stay here till 5. We created all of those. We, the people, the physical beings. The spiritual world doesn't function that way. The ocean is always there and it exists. It's always there. Long after we've come and gone, long after the fires or the rain or the snow, it is still there. It does exist. The spiritual world is much the same. It just exists. I hope I answered that for you, Brad. And I hope the answer wasn't as confusing. But the rules are, there are no rules. And nobody makes it up. It's just how it is. Who told the trees to grow vertical, you know, and the rocks not to move around, or the water to seek the path of least resistance by following the negative flow of life? Well, it's nature. It's how it's been created. It does exist, and that's how it is. Patricia, yes, we do. And thank you for agreeing with me that we do choose to leave. We get it to a point in our existence that we don't want to be here anymore. And for whatever reason, you know, maybe we're tired of a relationship and we just want to go home. I don't want to go there. But anyways, no, we do choose to leave. We do choose to leave. We at some point, and we don't know how that choice was made. Is it going to be laid in my bed comfortably and then go to sleep and you know, settle all my affairs and do it? I don't think that's how it works. And I don't know if it's going to be by a bus cross, you know, taking me out or something. That we don't know how that worked, but we do have the choice to leave. And most often, a lot of us, when we get to an older age in life, we've had enough. We've been here long enough, and we choose to leave. So do you choose to come back? That was the second part of your question. And why? Well, we briefly talked about the duty that you have here and the reason that you've come here. And we choose to make this trip as many times as we want to and for different purposes. Yesterday I was delivering milk. I had to come back today to deliver the bread. I have to come back next week. Oh, I forgot the butter. You've got to do it all together. And, you know, this is how we choose. But there's times where we decide not to come back because we don't want to. We do have that choice as well. And we go someplace else. We do something else. We go to another existence. And part of Brad's question was asking, how do we know why Earth and why not another place? Well, Earth is the only place that we know thus far that has all the existence for us to be here, all the elements for us to exist here. That's the one I know of. So if there's another planet out there, are they going to look like a Barrington? Are they going to have two legs and walk and talk? And we don't know. We don't know that. It could be that they fly or they're invisible. You know, they're just more developed in a spiritual being. They're invisible. They're 10 feet tall or 20 feet tall. Who knows? We don't know. Nobody knows. We can guess if you want. And if you want me to give you my hypothesis, I probably could, but it won't necessarily be true. And so I don't support that. As where we are on this planet, this is what it is. We have a bunch of people. We have a bunch of animals. We've got trees and waters and rocks and all the other critters that crawls around and all the things. That's what it is. And by the way, I got to say, it is absolutely perfect. And you may disagree. And when I was in school, we argued this all the time in our debates. Is it perfect? It's absolutely perfect. It is perfect. And if it's not, if you're thinking it's not perfect, who or what are you comparing it to? And how should it be? In order for you to get to that, you need to know what's the reason for it. And it is perfect. What we see across, you know, recent news, we see across that country down there that everybody's being, you know, shot or bomb went off and all these horrible things. It's a great lesson. It's sad to say that. It sounds morbid that I'm even saying that. But what did you learn from it? It is absolutely perfect. It is the way it should be. And I don't know that anybody can change that. It is how it is. It is how it is. And because it's the only one, that makes it the perfect one. It is how it is. And if we do this show for a very long time, I will tap into talking about volunteer or making a conscious decision or choice. How do these people end up in bad places? Is it their choice? Are they volunteers or are they victims? We can't know that until we know the entire situation. but I'm not going to touch that one today because it's very, very deep. Thank you very much for tuning in to Barrington on the Barrington Show. I have a book out there, Awaken an Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. Thank you for being a part of the show. You can pick that up on Amazon.com. It's a great little read. It talks about the spiritual strength and how to benefit your life in a spiritual world by loosening the grip and setting yourself free and lightening the load so you could travel further and easier. Thank you very much. You can pick it up on Amazon.com. If you want to check us out on the website, it's H-E-A-M-I, Barrington Awaken .com. Information, all the shows that we've done are listed there. We're there. We put a show up almost every week. And if you've missed some of the shows, they're there. They're labeled. And you could pick it up and listen to it. And if you're listening to it in a group of people, you can easily identify the show that you want to hear or to play. H-E-A-M-I, BarringtonAwaken.com. He am I. It's a name that was given to me by a friend in the spiritual side as we did meditation. I got that information. I like it. I use it. And it says, I am you. You are me. We're all the same. I am you. You are me. He am I. I am you. And this, we're all the same. I use it everywhere. Every day, almost. I have it on my vehicle. It's on our logo. It's on the website. And it says, I am you. Then if I'm you, you are me. And we're all the same. We live as one. Thank you very much for tuning in. And welcome home. I answered that question about is there heaven or hell? And I hope that answer was satisfying for most people. And I can't. You have to make a choice as to which path you want to take. And the spiritual world does not frighten anybody. It welcomes them in. You don't have to pay anything. Just pay attention. You don't have to give anything. Just give some time. You don't have to be a part of it. But allow yourself to just open the door and take a look inside and see if there's something there that may interest you, or there's ways for you to better live easier life. Where you sit right now is a choice or decision or a thought that you had, and you continue that for a very long time. It becomes a part of your life, and at times most of us don't know how to reverse it or how to remove it or even look past it, because it has become the absolute. And a lot of people who are following groups of people, other, you know, beliefs in life, they will swear that that is the absolute. Well, there's nothing really that's the absolute. You have to open your own mind and open your own door. You have to wake up. You have to look into spirituality. You have to study and meditate and eat proper. Take care of the body. It's the greatest asset. You have to do all these things. You must do. You must do. But wake up. Open your eyes and live free. That's what we want to talk about. In order for that to happen, you have to know who you are. And finding out who you are is the journey into spirituality. Okay, so you need to know who you are. Once you know who you are, you'll accomplish these things. You'll put those baggages down. You forget this situation. You won't be chasing anything, because you realize that everything works in a rotative circle. It'll come back and you'll do it, but you will know who you are. Know thyself. That's what we're talking about today. It's called the show, Know Thyself. And once you know who you are, then you can apply yourself as to what is it that I want to do? What is my purpose? What am I supposed to do? But first you need to know who you are. Know thyself. Wake up. Wake up. Bring yourself to a higher level of consciousness. Just open your eyes and wake up and see how much more, how life is, and you are limitless. Know thyself. Wake up is what you need to do. Simple process. You don't change your life. You don't have to move. You just have to open the mind up and to be willing to accept the fact that there's other ways out there. And the one that you're quite familiar with, most of us are, it's not an absolute. It is not an absolute. And because it's not the absolute, there's other options out there. And if someone is telling you that this is the absolute only way, turn around and walk away. Because the question you should be asking them is, how do they know? And I know what the answer is, because it says so right here. Of course. How many times have you seen things that says so right here on the internet or broadcast on the news? Find your own source. Find your own absolute. Tap into your meditation. Remove that lid remove the lid from the jar and allow yourself to expose yourself to all that there is and be connected to the universe as you are. So you're actually acknowledging the fact that you are spiritually connected to all that there is. Open that door. And once you've experienced it, once you've stepped in, you've learned to do your meditation, you're taking care of yourself, you're eating properly, you're resting properly, you're living the best self possible, you will soon understand that the path that you were told to follow isn't the right one. At this point, you won't agree. And I have friends who don't listen to what I say on the radio simply because they're so bent on knowing that there's no other way, and this is the only way. Know thyself. We're not telling you to leave your beliefs behind. We're saying tap into it, open it, experience more of it, and follow the truth towards it. Follow your own truth. Follow your own path. It will guide you there. Know thyself. Wake up is what we talk about. Raising you to the higher level of consciousness, benefiting your life is what we aim to do. Wanting you to be the best that you could be. Be your best, pardon me. What is wrong with that? If you're content, do you ever ask yourself why? Do you think the trees just grow to a certain size and say, I'm tall enough, what the heck? Nah, they will just grow and grow and grow and grow. Give it the right nutrients, give it the right feeding, the right everything, it just grows until it's too old and lays down and another one starts, much like you. We're to be growing. There's no level of where so we're comfortable and we're content. Because at that point, you've given up on the idea of accomplishing more, achieving more, not necessarily in the physical sense. That's not what I'm talking about. But there's more to learn. And nature has given us all that we need to know. It's out there. The problem is we don't have enough time to get all the knowledge because we waste a lot of it doing other things. So we have the wisdom and the knowledge is out there. We have it. It's out there for you to tap into. Just that we're not doing it. And secondly, we don't have a lot of time. And the older you get, the more you should see and observe and experience and explain. And how to take care of yourself. How to take care of others that's around you. How to take care of what you're supposed to do. Deliver the message you're supposed to deliver. Or be the person that you've come to be. Because you choose. You know, you're going to come and be a mailman. That's what you want to do. You want to see what it's like. Hey, let's do that. Enjoy doing it. And you'll never complain about it because you will love it. Because once you find the purpose, it's like removing that pebble from your shoe. Everything is a smooth sailing now. Know thyself. Practice your spirituality. If you find yourself being jealous, envious, need to be critical, or you're lacking self-worth, or you're feeling some form of insecurity, something's off. Something is off. And then you hold to yourself now to learn how to rid yourself from all of those because it's not a part of the package. You need to know how to allow yourself to live the best self, to live the best life. Have we got anything else there, G?
We have one more email for the day. Roxy wrote in, and Roxy says, if these things you talk about in nature, for instance, the tree growing to a certain height, etc., all this stuff happens because of nature, well, who made nature? I cannot believe that it would just be a random act of everything. Somebody and something had to make all this beautiful nature stuff so we can enjoy nature. And that's from Roxy.
Oh, man, they're just throwing them out there today. Who made nature? That's a deep one. I guess I could ask, what is that? But it's always has been. It always has been. And all that exists, the laws of the land of the universe, has always existed. So we can live here and we could be a part of it. While the sun is shining, the rose will blossom, because that's the effect. The rose will grow. You know, while the sun is not shining, that same rose will die. And all that is the energy, the spiritual existence, the nature laws of God and the creation has all always been. I hear a lot of people say in the beginning, and they never say it in front of me, because I've always said, what do you mean the beginning? You know, what was happening before that? You know, they say, let there be light. Well, what was he doing before that? And let there be, I don't know. I think there's a whole bunch of let there be's. But the point is, it's always been. It is always has been there. If you get a seed and you put it in the earth and you leave it in the closet, for some plants, nothing will ever happen. But if you take it outside and put it where the sun is, it's now making that connection and it will grow. Who made nature? It always has been. But the reason the seed wasn't blossoming before, because it was missing that one element that needs for it to grow. The trees grow, we all grow, everything grows, and so should our knowledge and our wisdom on all these things. Who made nature? It's always has been. And I think that question would probably sound better to me if you said what, but the who part, no, there wasn't anything here to say let there be light, because the light would have always been, and let there be the existence. Now you mix these elements, and science can prove this. If you add the water to the sun and to this and to that, the algae will grow and walk and then start running and flying and eventually build an airplane. It is just the way it is. Nature has always been, and it will always be. Thank you for that. I hope I answered your question accurately, Roxy. And the nature part, you know, it's a tough one. But I don't agree that there was a beginning. And if there wasn't a beginning, there will never be an end. Things will change, and things could have changed. There was a great change when you took that plant with the seed with the planting and put it in the sun. You've made a change, and something else evolved from the changes that you've made. So nature's always been, always will be. But thank you, though. That was a very good question. I'm going to look into that a little bit more. Thanks, everybody, for joining the Barrington Show. Again, you're here in Barrington on realityradio101.com. Thank you for being a part of the show. We've covered a couple of things today, and we had some answers and the idea or the thought behind what we're trying to say for you today is for you to spend some time with you, to your friends, your good friend, or to your maybe good daughter, be a good son, a good boss, a good employee, a good neighbor, a good mother, a good father. You could be a good item, entity to all these things that surrounds you, but you also need to be best for you. And what time do you spend on you? What time do you spend on studying you, learning you, knowing who you are, being a better you, being a more efficient you? How much time do you spend on that? Probably not as much as you did making baby formula or doing laundry or cleaning the house or I don't know, fixing the car, whatever it is that we do to preoccupy us. But we play many different roles and we all wear many different hats. Today I'm wearing the hat of a guy on the radio. Tomorrow I'm going to be a son because I'm going to my mom's, and the next day I'm going to be a really good husband or daughter, or you know, you're going to play all these roles for other people. You need to play one for yourself. Know thyself. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for listening. We're winding down soon. And just a reminder, just to be happy all the time, do the positive things, hold your head up, be kind to other people. Know that you are the greatest. You are the best. You're in the driver's seat and you're in command. No matter what situation you find yourself in right now, there's a way out of it. And you just have to change the thought in the brain. Undo that lock. Remember the combination to undo that lock and break that chain and set yourself free and live free and be happy and be kind and be kind to everybody and love thyself and know thyself. Live well, meditate and pray. Open your heart and open your mind and give your heart good ideas, because it will benefit you in the long run, much more so than the negative one. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.